The Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal continues to plague USA Gymnastics and Nassar's victims. Yesterday, the organization filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, hoping that will expedite processing dozens of civil lawsuits related to Nassar, the former national medical coordinator for USA Gymnastics, convicted of assaulting young gymnasts under the guise of medical care. In January, he was sentenced to more than 175 years in prison. More than 150 women and girls have accused him of assault, including top American gymnasts Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, and Gabby Douglas. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, help us with this, because USA Gymnastics says this isn't a liquidation, it's a reorganization. But how does that help expedite these lawsuits?
Well, I don't think it does, and the victims and their lawyers don't think it does. Mm. On the contrary, they think that this will delay any payouts that could happen. And we should say Michigan State has begun to give some payouts, and they're going to be paying at a higher dollar value. The insurance, and USA Gymnastics is insured, the insurance covers them for somewhere between $75 and $100 million. But it is seen, even though USA Gymnastics says this will get us to a process of paying claims sooner, it is seen as another bureaucratic hurdle before you get to the claims. So a bankruptcy court would just look at this as a bankruptcy, and they'd look at the victims as claimants,
right,
and the order of paying the claimants doesn't supersede the fact that they have to go through the bankruptcy.
Yeah. I mean, if you have creditors when you – you're still like a creditor when you declare mm-hmm. bankruptcy. You don't necessarily have to pay them all. Look, where does this leave the USA Gymnastics program? Because it's run through leaders. And didn't the U.S. Olympic Committee take steps just last month to revoke its certification for the Olympics? So, you know, will there even be a U.S. gymnastics team at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo?
Okay, I'll take the last question first. There will definitely be a U.S. gymnastics team. Americans will participate in the Olympics, and if it's Simone Biles, will win golds and lots of golds. I don't know. And at this point, from my reading, I don't think that USA Gymnastics will be the NGB, the national governing body. And that might not make too much of a difference to those of us at home or to those of us who are maybe fans of the Olympics. There'll be some entity. This entity will take over. The entity that was this Indianapolis-based nonprofit called USA Gymnastics that did not handle the Larry Nassar claims correctly, that filed through a series of CEOs. Some had embarrassingly short tenures, like Mary Bono, who the former representative from California. That might go away. But then there'll be bankruptcy and claims to pay in the meantime.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't have very cheery sports news, so let's continue with it. In the NFL, because they're dealing with another domestic violence incident, TMZ posted that video last Friday showing Kareem Hunt kicking a woman. This was in a Cleveland hotel. It was a security camera. And it was last February. Now, the NFL quickly suspended Hunt and his team, the Kansas City Chiefs, released him. He's abjectly apologized, said he's embarrassed about it. Where does this case stand?
Right now, if Kareem Hunt is or does come back into the game, he would be on a list of commissioners, the commissioner's exempt list. And normally he'd be having to serve a 6-game suspension. But now there are reports that he might have to serve more than a 6-game suspension. Why? Because it's particularly embarrassing or high profile for the league, but only after the videos have come out. So the NFL has a problem. And the problem isn't just that of its 1,600 employees who are players, and there's more than that on staff. And if you count everyone who wears an NFL uniform, it's like 2,000 employees. There's going to be some law breaking. Some of it will be horrendous to witness. But they have a problem with consistency, and they have a problem with enforcement. After the Ray Rice case, which we all remember, which was so similar in that it was a talented running back using violence against women captured by hotel security camera. After that, I think the owners and the league told itself, well, we have this taken care of going forward, except for the fact that the next time something extremely similar surfaces, they don't have it handled. And until the videotape comes out, Kareem Hunt isn't even talked about as having transgressed when, of course, he did, horribly
right.
so.
Right. Look, is it we got about a minute left. I mean, I'm going to repeat a question I think I've asked you 10 times. Is it time to change the top leadership at the NFL?
I don't see what Roger Goodell does for anyone except make the owners richer. But here's the thing. Making the owners richer is not one of the few priorities of the NFL owners. It is the priority. So he makes 30, you know, the last time it was publicly disclosed, he makes 30 something million a year. He could be paid 40 million a year. And the NFL, we talked about this last week, they're actually having a rating spike unlike everything else in television. Those owners are getting richer and richer and richer. And I think Roger Goodell will continue to hold on to a highly remunerative job so long as that stays the case.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, boy, they got to be talking to football players about, you know, about this domestic violence and, you know, remind them, hey, there's cameras now, guys. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, also editor of the book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What Ifs in Sports History. And I didn't mean to be flip there. I mean, really, they got to do something about this domestic violence problem.
Agreed.
Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.